Today on the Daily Shed, it's another game day, and we discuss the board game Splendor. Hello, friends. It's Thursday, Gaming Thursday. Welcome to the Shed. Last night was game night for me. Played some fun stuff. Not what we're talking about today, though. Last week, we discussed Minecraft the card game. And I don't remember if I told you, but Minecraft the card game is very similar to another extremely popular game, which I want to tell you about today. And that game is called Splendor. Now, Splendor is so very popular that you're not going to find this in Walmart, I don't think. I do believe you can find it in Target. You can definitely find it at Barnes & Noble. And you'll probably be able to find it in any game store of any reputable quality near you. The mechanics in this game, when I explain them to you, you will find them to parallel the Minecraft card game especially well. So if you picked up Minecraft the card game and your kids liked it, great. Good for you. I hope that your family gets to enjoy some gaming together. If you want to play something that's a slightly more challenging or more thought-provoking, you could pick up Splendor and transition very easily into the game. And the cool part about it is it comes with really nice bits that people love. Like when the game first came out, this was all people talked about were these bits. So I want to get the camera set up over here. I'll give you a really quick introduction to the game, and then we'll talk about it. Just like last week. Okay, so when you first open the Splendor box, you're going to see a bunch of tokens and cards and cardboard tiles, okay? These chips are very heavy, nice weighted clay poker chips. And very similar to the way Minecraft works, these chips represent your resources. So imagine these being the resources that we saw last week. You will use these resources to buy cards. So this card costs you one blue, one green, one red, and one black chip. Okay, once you've purchased this card and have it in front of you, it provides you with one diamond each turn. So every card that you get, there's going to be a selection of these out on the table. You're going to get one of these in front of you, and then say next turn, if I had, you know, this setup, I would have two green and one diamond to spend on these cards. Okay. What's going to happen is there are three decks of these cards. There's the green deck, the yellow deck, and the blue deck. And they'll go in tiers on your table. Let me move this stuff. Something like this. And there will be four of each out here. Now these aren't even remotely shuffled. I don't know that I've ever played with this copy, but you'll see there are diamonds and sapphires and onyx, and so they're all in here. You're going to shuffle all three of these decks up, and then you're going to have four of them face out in front of each one of these, okay? So just for the sake of pretending, we'll go like this. Okay, once these are out here, and then you're going to have a number of these based on the number of players, and these guys represent, I don't know, they have a name, like patrons or something. Okay, and they're worth victory points. Very similar to Minecraft, you play until a set number of points. So at the start, the ones deck, the cards are all extremely inexpensive, so I would have to have, you know, two green and a red, and I could buy this card. But they very rarely provide you with victory points. As you move into the twos, you'll see more victory points. As you move into the threes, even more victory points, but these cards cost significantly more gems. So this guy costs 10 gems. So on your turn, you have basically the same options as you had in Minecraft. You can take resources, you can buy a card, you can reserve a card, and that's it. So on your turn, you could take either two of a kind, so I could take two blue, or I could take three different colors. I can build a card, so I can pay for a card and take it. Or I can put a card in reserve. Just like in Minecraft, say I wanted this in reserve, I could put this in my reserve. Nobody else can build this. For that turn, I also get one of these gold tokens, and this is a wild. It counts as any of these. So I can have one card in reserve, I get a gold token, and then I can build it later on if I so like. I'm not sure, there's probably a limit to the number of these, but it's so rare that anybody takes one, I'm not really sure. It's one of those weird rules. The other weird rule is you can only take two if that leaves at least two left. So you can never, if there's only three sitting here, I can't take two of them. I'd only be able to take one. So that's an odd rule. And you don't use all of the chips every game. You use a number of chips based on the number of players. So you'll have to look that up whenever you go to play. But essentially, very similar to the game we saw last week. Take some resources, build something, or put something into reserve. Now, the patrons up here, these cannot be bought. You don't spend gems to buy them. These, the only way to get them is if you have those mines in your thing, and you automatically get it. So if at the end of your turn you have four sapphire mines and four diamond mines, you immediately get this guy, and nobody else can take him. Again, it's a race to a particular number of points, and when you get there, the game's over. Very, 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 very similar to the game we looked at last week. That's the quick and dirty rundown on Splendor. So, as you can see, the mechanics between these two games are very similar. I would venture to say that Splendor inspired Minecraft, the card game, and that's not a bad thing. That happens all the time in the creative world, and that's perfectly fine to have these two different versions of a very similar feeling mechanic. The difference here is that Splendor offers slightly more strategic options. There, amongst people who like board games, we call ourselves gamers, there is quite a discussion, civilized discussion, about whether Splendor has any strategy at all or whether it's random, and there's argument over whether it's, good. And the reason is it's extremely popular. And things that are extremely popular, for some reason, build up a controversy. But it's a good game. It has a lot of good merits. And unlike Minecraft, the card game, there is this tree of options available to you at the beginning. You have the Age 1 cards, Age 2, or Age 3. I don't know what they're called. Nobody's ever tried to stick to game terms. But they get progressively more difficult to buy, and then you have that goal. You want to get those patrons or whatever they're called. And they have, at the beginning of the game, you'll know, okay, I want to try and get the one that's four sapphire and four diamond. So I need to be buying sapphire and diamond mines. And so you have something to kind of work towards. And at the very beginning of the game, you can see 12 cards in your path. And so you can kind of work out, all right, I want to get to that before somebody else does. And work your way up the tree. So there is a little more backstabbiness here, slightly, because you can manipulate the stacks of chips. Whereas in the Minecraft game, you just cards keep coming out and you can take resources. In this one, you can play a game where you try to restrict certain colors of chips by taking all of them and not spending them. You can get a little aggressive. It's never, this definitely is not an in-your-face type of game. There's not going to be arguments at the table, but it is a perfect step up from Minecraft. If you have kids who are definitely interested in sitting down and playing board games, please foster that with them. This would be a good start if they love Minecraft already, the card game, that is. Step up and see what they think about this. And for adults, this isn't a really wonderful sit around and chat while playing type of game. It doesn't require your undivided attention to be competitive. You can sit, chat, have drinks, talk, goof off, do all that good stuff. So I do recommend it. I think it's an extremely enjoyable experience. And I play it from time to time. It's been out for a while, and it's gone through the rungs of popularity already. But it's a good little game. So that's it for today. Tomorrow is the 50th episode of this show, and I wanted to do something special. But at the same time, 50 is such like this arbitrary number, because it's not like I've been doing this once a week, so it's 50 weeks of this. It's just a little over 2 months of doing this. So I don't know, I don't think that's a proper time to celebrate. I'm thinking maybe like a dozen. I don't know. I don't know when to celebrate. I want to have like some sort of goal of when we hit 20,000 subscribers, I'll jump off my roof or something. I want to do something like that, you know, when we hit X number of subscribers or when we hit X episodes, but I'm not really sure when that's supposed to happen. I'm really kind of awkward with this. So tomorrow's probably going to just end up being another episode. Episode 50 is cool, and I'm really proud of the fact that I haven't stopped and I haven't missed an episode, but it's just going to be another day. So I need your questions. If I can get 50 questions by tomorrow, that'd be awesome. I'll do 50 question and answers. Might be a long video, but I think I could burn through them pretty fast. On top of that, I wanted to say thank you to everybody who was civilized on Tuesday's conversation. I knew that talking about firearms and gun rights was going to be something that I had to approach tenderly. It's a sore subject, the same as politics. I do not want to turn this show into some sort of slugfest about rights and all that crap. I just wanted to inform people about West Virginia's gun laws. So thank you for being super civilized on Tuesday and having really wonderful gun discussions. I had a great chain of discussions with a viewer from the UK it was great. Just go read them. Go read them for yourself. And that's the sort of connections that I'm looking constantly to make on this show, is with you guys in the comments. So thank you for being civilized. Thank you for hanging out with me. Tomorrow's episode 50, and we'll see what happens. I'll catch you then.
Hey, Doc, wait! I want to ask you something.
Today's random fact comes from woodlandsjr.kent.sch.uk. That's a URL right there. How many nations are in the United Kingdom? The official name of the UK is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. The name refers to the union of what once were four separate nations: England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. Though most of Ireland is now independent.